From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez. Broward County is joining Miami-Dade in exploring the possibility of reducing sentences for possession of small amounts of marijuana. Wilson Sayre has this report.
Right now in Broward County, the penalty for possession of a small amount of weed is up to 1 year in jail and a $1,000 fine. But on Tuesday, the Broward County Commission will look at a proposal that would give police officers the ability to treat an offense as a civil penalty. That means a $100 fine or 2 days of community service. The proposal wouldn't mandate a lesser sentence. It just gives officers another option. County Commissioner Marty Kerr introduced the proposal and says the move is one of common sense.
There are so many people, very good people, who have never done anything wrong in their life. And because they have a joint on them or because they make a little mistake, they're arrested. And then in many instances, their lives are ruined.
Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel has lent his support to the initiative. If the commission moves forward with the measure, a law will be drafted for a final vote in the fall. I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.
South Florida sports fans might be a little on edge. WLRN intern Moffitt Mugway explains why.
He's a three-time NBA champion, an all-star, and a Miami Heat fan favorite. But will he end his career in Miami? Wade is due just over $16 million next season, but he could opt out of his contract. Rumors have hinted him reuniting with LeBron James in Cleveland. Some reports say Wade may team up with Kobe Bryant and the Lakers. And in baseball, the Cincinnati Reds got 3 runs in the sixth to beat the Marlins 5-2. The Reds won 2 of 3 games in the series. The Marlins have the day off before a 10-game homestand, beginning with St. Louis tomorrow. I'm Moffitt Mugway in Miami.
And this is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.